This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
You know how we always talk about the sloth and how slowly they move and all that? And then we found out that sloths will tear you up. If they fight, they're quick to react and they will fight in a hurry.
Oh.
I found out another fun thing, because you know I love being a keeper of odd knowledge. Another thing that sloths don't do slowly is mate.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Each mating session lasts about 6 seconds.
Oh, wow. Quick.
Yeah.
6 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Not even a minute.
Right.
Okay.
Because I guess they're like, you know, like a cheetah can run really fast, but in short spurts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they move quickly when it comes to making the love.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 seconds?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I subscribe to, I'll let you have my password to slothsex.com.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So there was this really interesting profile on the news the other night about the artistic director of Hermes. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Hermes.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Alexander. He's some French guy. He's like this tiny little French guy. And they talked about Hermes being a $200 billion brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. They've been around since the 1800s. They started by making bespoke harnesses. So horse harnesses that were crafted for the individual rider. And now it's evolved into mostly clothing and handbags, and they make scarves and obviously these handbags.
Belts and $1,000 belts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they talk about his process of picking out the fabrics that are going to be popular next year, and he does it all in an hour, and he's just very French. And his father was the artistic director before him. And then they move on to the Birkin bag, which is their signature item. It's a handbag that they say costs on average $9,000,
and that's a low end. I mean,
it's very low end. 30,000. They said the diamond of their brand is this $45,000 bag, and to me, looks like any purse you find in the department store. But I know women love them.
Mm-hmm.
But they point out it's a $9,000 bag if you can even get the bag. And so the interviewer says, so what happens when, how do women get this bag? And he says, well, you go into a MS store and you have to be patient. And she goes, well, a lot of people aren't patient. They want things now. And he goes, I understand. I have children. They have desires. They want things, but that's not the way we work. So even if you have the money, you're not able to buy this bag. And there's a years long waiting list. And then she says, well, some people think they're very expensive. He goes, they are not expensive. They are costly. She goes, what's the difference? He goes, something expensive you pay a lot of money for, but it will betray you. Our products will never betray you.
Well, he's got a point.
He's got a point. But he's just so costly. French and just so
just,
obnoxious.
You just want to thump him in the head.
You just want to shut up.
Flick him between
the
eyes.
Huh?
Yeah, he's got children. But yeah, they point out, you know, it's a years long waiting list, even if you have the money. And do you have any Birkin bags?
Not even close.
Would you like a Birkin bag?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
It's a plain bag to me.
So we had had a good year, 1 year, and I was getting Jody for Christmas. She wanted an Hermes belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to order it. Couldn't order it to be delivered. We don't have a store close to us here. So I had to get them to put it aside for me in the New York, one of their New York stores. And they, you know, act like they didn't know what I was talking about. We can't do this. We can't, because I think they make everybody speak with a French accent, whether they're French or not. So who do I know that lived in New York? Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And so Adam went into the city from Connecticut that day to pick this belt up for me so he could ship it to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's not a, you know, he's not a designer type person.
Yeah.
And he was laughing his butt off.
Yeah.
At the price you pay.
Oh, yeah. And also having to deal with it and the whole thing. Because he's just picturing, you know, these country people in the South going through all of that. Because he knew I wasn't going to New York or anywhere where I could have to buy one.
Right.
Yeah.
And he thought that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
That's a good friend, though, to go and do that for you.
He said, believe it or not, I've never been in that store. This is my first time.
Yeah, shocking.
Okay, Mr. Costco pants.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think you would be, nor would I.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
The most amazing scene played out in Colorado. This young couple gets an Airbnb up in the Colorado mountains for a little holiday getaway. And in the middle of the night, this beautiful home, a pack of wolves walk right up to their house. And they are stunningly beautiful. About 20 of them roll up against these glass windows. But here's where it gets ugly. All of them take a dump. Right in front of the windows.
That's amazing.
So they're like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. And then they all just start pooping right there. I guess they're marking their territory or something like that.
Yeah. And that is a situation where you immediately ask, hey, all the doors are closed, right?
Right.
Did everybody double check the doors?
Right.
I mean, I love animals as much as the next, but if you got to pick up 20 wolf dumps, that's not a fun day.
No. Yeah.
Surely the owners will come by and take care of that.
Hopefully.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I don't know about you, Riggins, but one of the best things about having Lindsay back on the show with us is that we have someone we can go to who is pretty much knowledgeable about all crazy cosmetic procedures that they come out with. And so, Lindsay, you know about the shots that go under the eyes when you have eye bags to get rid of bags under your eyes. Do you know the side effects that women are experiencing from that?
I don't.
One of the main side effects that they've got in this report is what they're calling reptile skin.
Oh, no.
It says that it's leaving women looking like reptiles, and that's pretty much a temporary side effect, but some other things that they're seeing are leaving permanent things wrong, with even eye damage with this certain type of injection that people are getting under their eyes. So the reptile look is from, I think it's more like alien looking, because it forms small, or not small, but blisters under the eyes.
Oh gosh.
Like, look at this poor lady here.
Oh no.
And it does look like some sort of a reptilian, alien monster from a movie or something.
What in the world? They look like a lot of little warts.
It's
under
bubbling up.
Gross.
Yeah. Now, does anybody else look at that and think you'd like to pop those?
No.
Lancet.
Yeah. Just a little bit of a stick with a needle and then just squeeze the goo out of it.
I'll be Lance Armstrong, baby. I'll just get in there. Pop.
Oh, my God. The hair's just stuck up on the back of my neck. Oh, my God.
Got to drain them.
I mean, that's what Dr. Pimple Popper would call a squishy.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it's not a solid, you know, skin cells coming out of a cyst or something like that. It's just a squishy, like a like fluid.
Yeah, she'll be like, "Oh, this is a cute one."
It's
I wonder if this is a botched procedure or if this is.
It says that it's just a reaction that some people have to it, and they're warning when you get this procedure done to make sure that you're doing it with a person that's experienced and an expert in doing it.
I'd say.
But that should be the case with every type of cosmetic procedure that you're getting done. I mean, the person should know what they're doing. They should be experts at it.
Right.
But, but people are always looking for an inexpensive way to do it. And then they're going to be the one that gets the great deal with the great service, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter if they're in, the kitchen of somebody's double wide.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're getting these injections under their eyes.
Yeah.
It's cheap and it's not going to be that bad for them. It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who's your doctor? Dr. Pepper. So they told me.
Dr. Marge does my mama's hair.
Yeah, for real.
Her beauty shop in the backyard.
Yeah. God.
That is bad. But yeah. messing around with your eyes like that, that's just like next level.
Scary.
Yeah. But I mean, there are different types of doctors that are doing this that you know, you could go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor and be eligible for it. Plastic surgery, they could do a nose job on you and probably be completely legal.
Man, lizard eyes.
Ooh. I love that. I love it.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Well, I guess I'm doing what every guy's doing today.
What?
I'm going home and cooking a big gumbo so I can put it in the freezer and take it to Nashville whenever we decide to go to Nashville to visit my daughter. So that way we can just, you know, throw it in and defrost it, heat it, because my daughter has an electric smooth top stove. And
okay.
I don't think that I would be able to cook anything on that, even with my skills.
It's tough.
I mean, if I can't see a flame, and if it's got to be sitting at a certain spot before it comes on, it's like, I hate environmentalists. That's what I was getting at. Hey, Merry Christmas.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
You know what I don't need in 2025? Any more articles that say, like, here are the unhealthiest options at Long John Silver's. Girl, we know what's unhealthy there. You can figure it out.
Is anything healthy?
That's the better question. Yeah. Is there anything you could eat that's healthy at Long John Silver?
And that's the thing. I think there is something, but it's so limited that you would have to know, hey, that's the one thing, like the baked fish is the one thing that I can have if I'm on a diet.
Exactly.
That's not fattening. Everything else is fried or covered in butter.
They point out the healthiest thing you can get is a piece of grilled salmon over rice. And it's like,
who's going to Long John Silver for grilled salmon?
My exact thought. I'm not eating there if I have to choose a grilled salmon over a rice pilaf or whatever they call it. No, thanks. Yeah. I'll just eat at home or I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. Right. Why even go there unless somebody else wants to go there and you're just going along with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you figure out something that you can eat. But
the healthy options include the grilled salmon over rice, the green beans as a side. It's okay. But you want to take a guess at the unhealthiest option at Long John Silver's? It's going to be obvious once I tell you, but it might not come to your head immediately.
Would it be something like a stuffed shrimp or the crab cakes?
Fried flounder? I don't know.
You're getting closer. It's the what they call crumblies. It's the pieces of fried batter.
At the bottom of the grease thing, at the bottom of the basket.
They put them in the box with your fish. It's just pieces of fried batter. And they say it makes like a delicious little thing to munch on after you're done. Or you can even order the crumblies as a side.
Oh, my God.
Now, what kind of day are you having where you get
some crumblies?
Get two sides of crumblies?
And what man is ordering something called a crumbly? I mean, that looks like they would eat a crumbly. Like,
This is like, I will never, even if I liked horseradish sauce, I would never get it at Arby's because I wouldn't want to say I want the horsey sauce.
Exactly.
Here's what the crumblies look like if you're watching on YouTube. Okay. It's just a piece of fried
like
batter.
Funnel cake.
Yeah, I'm sure the crumblies are delicious.
I'm sure.
You know, but
Rob's like they are.
They're delicious.
So I want two orders of fries, hush puppies, and throw in some crumblies.
I'm having a cheat day.
Oh, and then maybe the grilled salmon for tomorrow.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Well, it happened again. A tourist in Sri Lanka tried to take a selfie in front of a moving train.
I saw that.
You can imagine how that goes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she gets hit. And the train is honking, wah, 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 and still gets nailed by the train. Like, she immediately goes down, obviously. Yeah.
All for some content.
All for a stupid selfie.
But it went viral.
It did go viral. Is that the goal? Yeah.
And it probably broke her back. Oh. And was she not traveling with people who care about her that would have said, hey, you're too close?
Yeah, right. There's so many people around and no one like grabs her really quickly. I mean, they see what's about to happen.
Looked like she broke her neck.
Ay-yi-yi. So,
well, I hope that was at the end of the vacation and not at the beginning.
You're not kidding.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.